Let's head to the news line this morning. Joining us from the Colorado Springs Fire Department, Sunny Smaldino. Good morning, Sunny.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. And yourself?
Doing great. Just loving this nice warm weather and
waiting
for the week to just pan out.
I know. And it also means nice warm weather means pool season, right?
It's getting there. Yeah, we're noticing a lot of apartment complexes and fitness facilities getting their pools prepped for the big opening, typically around Memorial Day, or some are even open now because they're already heated. And we just want to give a little bit of that friendly reminder to everyone about, you know, what they need to be doing around the bodies of water, even if you're going up camping or around the lake, taking a walk around Prospect Lake or any of the great places around the city. It's just very, very important everybody's taking note of what they need to do. If you're going on an outside, you know, one of the lakes around here, those are really cold still. And I think that takes people by surprise when they hop in.
Right.
And that can be really dangerous. So making sure that you have practiced the buddy system, making sure you have somebody with you that knows what to do in the event of an emergency as well. But making sure that if you aren't a strong swimmer, that you're not taking anything out, you know, going out and doing some boating and not having your life vest with you. You definitely need to make sure you have that if you're doing any canoeing or paddle boarding, things of that nature, if you're not one of those strong swimmers there. And even if you are, if you're hitting that cold water, it's going to really take you by surprise. So we recommend that everybody has one of those personal flotation devices with them.
Perfect. Okay. And also, I would imagine I'll have some tips as well for, let's say, back at the pool when you're heading to the pool with the family.
Absolutely, and we see that too with the kiddos. You know, getting them swim lessons is just one of the biggest things that you can do as a parent. And, you know, unfortunately, we see drownings around this area because we don't have a pool in every backyard like in some other areas that people may have lived or where you grew up. So knowing that, you know, swimming isn't the most common thing for most families around here because the access to them is limited. So just making sure that you have those swim lessons underway. Being attentive if you're going out to the pool, making sure that you are watching your children and that they have somebody with them so that if something happens, they know what to do. Also, everybody, it's a great idea to get that CPR training in case somebody goes down that you know, see something happening at one of the pools that you know what to do and you know how to do that. Clearly calling 911 and making sure that, you know, that basic CPR gets started because that is life-saving for most people who have any kind of drowning.
It absolutely is. And, hey, listen to the lifeguards. I have to put that out there. Sunny, I used to be a lifeguard, so.
Awesome. Amy, yes, listen to the lifeguards. Don't be running. And one of the things that, you know, we forget are the things around our home. We will go out and buy those little kiddie pools.
Yes.
We'll put out the little slip and slides and things like that for the little ones. And, you know, making sure that if you filled up one of those kiddie pools during the day, that you empty that at night and you flip it over so that the children aren't getting near there and they're not tempted to go over to it. Because, unfortunately, we've seen that happen where kids will go out back outside, you know, when the parents think everybody's done. And then we have some issues with those kiddos trying to hop back into that little pool. And just a little bit of water can create drowning. So we want to make sure everybody's taking caution when they're putting any water around their house and or if they're heading out to one of the pools or the lakes.
Absolutely. Great tips, Sunny. And I'm sure probably have more information on water safety on the Colorado Springs Fire Department website.
Absolutely. It's City of Colorado Springs website. And if you go to the fire department section, we have all kinds of great safety checklists over there, too.
Perfect. Sunny Smaldino, Colorado Springs Fire Department. Thank you for those tips. Have a fantastic week, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. It is 840 KRDO News Radio.